Tucson.
Good hey, morning.
Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Thanks for letting me sleep in this morning.
Yeah.
This two-hour show is going to feel like 10 minutes.
You had a good reason. It was Carol's cheer night. Was this her senior night?
Carol Gracie, our little baby, the last child in the nest, had senior night last night in our senior spirit line. So we had to be at that game last night. So we had a lot of fun.
I'm just sick to think I've never once saw her on cheer line.
Well, she'll be good. She's just now entering competition season, so there's plenty of opportunities.
Right.
Believe me,
I need that list. I need to see her at least once.
There's plenty of opportunities. Yeah, we're broadcasting live from Saba Home and Garden Show at the Tucson Convention Center. It opens today at 10 o'clock tomorrow and runs till 6 today. Tomorrow it'll run 10 to 5. I don't know. We were just asked how long have we been doing the Tucson Home Show. It's got to be close to 10 years, 7 or 8 at least, is what I'm thinking.
Well,
your memory's better than mine.
We were talking about yesterday in the booth. In March will be our 12th year anniversary on KNST in
Broadcasting in Tucson.
And it was...
That's unbelievable.
What, about a year or two after that we started on Saba? Because we didn't start right away, but it's... So it's 10, 11.
Well, we love getting down here and promoting it. It is the home show for Southern Arizona, that's for sure. We've got our home show producer-manager, Ms. Jim Bailey. How are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
This is kind of like once the show arrives, it's kind of like a huge weight's taken off, isn't it? Or does that not happen until about 3 o'clock
tomorrow
afternoon?
Yeah, let's wait till tomorrow and say that.
How many folks have you got organized in the convention center?
Oh, we've got 300 exhibitors, and we've got lots of volunteers and great staff, so it's a lot of fun.
It is always a lot of fun. And I don't know. I haven't seen it before. I've never seen this at a home show before. Try scuba diving.
You sure can. You can go into the arena.
So do you need to bring your swimsuit?
No, they provide everything.
So I'd bring my own swimsuit.
You would.
I think I would.
No, they actually give you a scuba diving gear, the whole suit and everything. And we had a few people last year that tried it and are now certified.
Oh, what a riot.
Yeah.
Got hooked, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I like it because you're only 4 feet underwater.
that's
and
fun.
There's and no sharks.
That's my idea of scuba diving. Now, how often are they doing that? Is that an ongoing display?
It's all day. Yep, weekend.
Not something you typically see at a home show.
Nope. We have a lot of unusual things to appeal to everybody.
What are some of the other things you've got going on?
So we have today, we have the Arizona hockey team in the arena also from 11 to 1. Then at 1:30, we have Home Depot doing their kids' corner, which is super popular. And so you can bring your kids and they can learn how to build a birdhouse or whatever other activities are going on in there. We have our continued Tucson Originals highlighting their restaurants on the stage. And that goes every hour at 11 o'clock. And the Home Depot stage continues to be popular as well.
And the child corner you were talking about, that kids corner, that's where they actually get some tools out on the ground with some supplies. And they're actually showing the kids nailing, cutting, sawing,
gluing. And I think they each get their own little orange apron as well.
Oh, how could you not want to do that, huh?
I know.
And let's see, we've got U of A playing Washington State Cougars today, and that's a home game.
That is a home
game. It's their homecoming.
That's homecoming.
That's homecoming today. All right, very good.
I can't stay out late. I've never been in a late night guy, but look, they had a big old bonfire last night.
Oh, yes, they did. Look at there. Homecoming for U of A Wildcats. ASU's got a bye. NAU. Looks like they've got Weber State, and the Cardinals, of course, are Monday night on the Ravens. So that's our football lineup for the weekend. I love the fall. I love this. It's my favorite time of year. So how many folks we anticipate getting through the Tucson Convention Center this year for the Saba Home Show?
Thousands. We anticipate about 10,000 to 12,000 people.
That's awesome. Probably one of the bigger events that we got going on in Tucson in general.
Absolutely.
That's good. No matter what you're contemplating getting done in, about, and around your house, there are people here that can answer your questions.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking to buy a home for the first time, if you're a first-time home buyer, this is a great stop. If you're looking to remodel, if you're just looking to install a pool, I mean, you guys your booth is awesome to visit as well. So we've got everybody out here.
And if you look down, we're over the home show. About a third of the booths have a TV of some kind, whether they are a TV provider or they've got an L, or they've got some of their before and after, some of their portfolios. At 2 o'clock, they're all going to have the U of A game.
That's
on.
Right. That's right.
And they'll just be clusters of people around, and then a commercial break comes, and they'll all start moving to the
that's
next
right.
one, and then it comes back, and then they'll stop there.
Right, right. And you can come down, watch the game, and get your lunch at one of the food trucks in the fire lane. So that's fun, too.
What's the lineup of food trucks this year? Usually have some very good ones.
Yeah, we do. We have some new ones. We have barbecues. Barbecue Rush, and we have pinup pastries. So you can get anything from coffee to your lunch to dessert. So it's good. It's great.
All right. Cost to get in?
$8.
There's options.
You can bring a can of food for the community food bank and get $1 off. You can bring a coupon from our website or from the Star and get $2 off. And if you're 12 and under, free.
And parking?
Parking is free.
Okay, there you go. And that's 10 to 6 today, 10 to 5 tomorrow, Tucson Convention Center. We're here broadcasting live. Once the broadcast is over, we'll be circulating down on the floor. And we've got 8 or 9 Rosie on the House partners on the floor that we'll be circulating out and being their booths and visiting with attendees. And then are you staying?
I don't know. I like to be for the whole thing, but I'm kind of a selfish dad. You know, I've got two babies at home that
waiting
and,
for you,
and the big girls and the horses, and I haven't been home in 3 nights. I'll probably go home.
All right, but Rosie on the House will be here with our representatives. So y'all come on down and meet the whole gang here at Saba Home and Garden Show. Let's talk a little bit about SABA, Southern Arizona Home Builders Association.
That's right. Well, it's a trade association that represents the different professionals within home building. And our members include builders, developers, contractors, engineers, and pretty much any business you'll find in the home show.
And it's
been around since the 50s, and we have about 375 members.
And it covers Southern Arizona.
It does.
I know members from Sierra Vista.
Right.
I know members from Rio Rico. I know members from Benson.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
y'all cover all of Southern Arizona.
And you can come down here and you can become a member. So
okay.
What better way? Stop by the suite in the Onyx suite, and we'll talk to you a little bit about that as well.
Blood samples. Credit card number, mother's maiden name. What do I need to become a member?
You can just come on down and we'll talk to you about it and we'll join you. You'll join right on out here. So you can just participate. We have people that are members that are part of Break Max. We have members that are part of just all different members. So come on down.
Okay. A lot of associate opportunities.
Absolutely.
Okay. Jen Bailey, home show manager of the Saba Home and Garden Show, going on now this weekend at Tucson Convention Center today, 10 to 6, tomorrow, 10 to 5. Miss Jen, thanks for joining
us. Thanks for
having
me.
Appreciate it.
It's a lot of fun. Thanks.
The radio is fun.
It is.
The mystery of radio. And I heard you selling subscriptions to off-air comments. What? I heard that driving in. I thought, Romy's got another thing going on.
We have so many interesting conversations during the commercial breaks that you couldn't give it away for free because of the nature of the content that's in that. So if you had a subscription, if somebody didn't like what they heard that, well, then just stop the subscription. It'll stop downloading on your phone when the podcast comes out. So it's a lot of the magic happens. When you get to GMO conversations, when you get to some of the solar guys and you're talking the tax credits and the utilities and the government this and that, there's certain topics.
All
that
the snake oil salesmen in the water treatment business.
There's a lot of stuff that happens off air between breaks that I think a lot of listeners would be interested in. And again, you would have to charge because of the nature of the content. You couldn't provide that as free public information.
That would be a fast-paced education to an MBA on contractors and contracting services in Arizona, wouldn't it? Okay, well, let me know how that development goes, Romy, as you're putting all that together. You can contact us at rosieonthehouse.com. We've got a whole pile of questions that people email us all during the week, and we're a call-in talk show, so you can call in and visit with us. The number's 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-767-4348. An easy way to remember that is it's 1-888-ROSIE, the number 4, and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Give us a ring and let us know what project you're trying to tackle in and about your house, home, castle, or cabin. What are you trying to get done in Rio Rico, Sierra Vista, Sonoyta, Elgin, Patagonia? What are you trying to get done in Wilhoit, Bouse, what would they be trying to get done in Bouse? Right now in Bouse, they're getting ready for the gym show. They're getting ready for all the snowbird. Well, Bouse is right next door to Quartzsite.
Oh, sorry. I was actually talking about Bouse yesterday.
Now, why would you talk about Bouse, Arizona?
One of our partners who's here, the Solar Safe Pool Covers, he was talking about they had one of the World War II, one of Patton's nine training grounds in the Southwest, getting ready for the troops to go into Africa, was around Bouse. And there was, I can't remember, but twice a year they have something out there, an event, that you can go and actually see some of the old gear and see how they were training. And a lot of the old abandoned training facilities is outside Bouse. We were actually, of all places, yesterday talking about Bouse because of World War II.
I know one of the 11 people that were born in Bouse, Arizona.
I think it's 12 now.
Is it 12?
I think it's.
Did you know that's where Joe Kavanaugh was born? Joe Kavanaugh was born in Bouse, Arizona. What was Bouse, Arizona like about 1952?
That's just where the truck broke down. That's why he was born.
Hey, it's Rosie on the house. We've got a whole lot more and your calls when we get back.